Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sex With My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life and help you find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what is the perfect way to make a coffee?
Well, just don't get me to do it.
Yeah, just don't get William to do it.
So bloody rude.
And is it ever rude to ring the bell on your bike? Is it?
Who has a bell on their bike?
There are a lot of people.
Do you have
in
a
London?
Bell on your bike?
Do you know how many times a week I nearly get run over by bikes in London?
Really?
Yeah.
Not enough.
I never see them in my provisional vision. What's it?
Peripheral. Provisional vision.
Provisional vision. No, I don't think it's rude to ring it. It's rude to go, oi! That fucking way!
Yeah, that is rude.
Sorry.
I think a bell actually is, if it's a gentle, is better. But I can remember as a child going to get a, or as a teenager going to a bike shop to buy a bike, and I asked if I could have
buy a bike. Buy a bike. Get down to Charnock Richard Cycles. Everybody else in Lancashire will get that reference.
Wow, okay.
It was a jingle on Rock FM back in the 90s and early 2000s.
When you were first on the radio.
To the point where they had to rename Charnock Richard Cycles to buy a bike. Buy a bike! Buy a bike!
All right, they should be paying for this.
Get down to Charnock Richard Cycles. And there was also a caravan one. Barons are cheap today, cheaper than yesterday. Barons are cheap today, cheaper than yesterday. Get down to Barons today for your half-price caravans. Remember all the jingles.
And they say it's a stereotype in the north.
Anybody else listening remember that buy a bike jingle? Please get back in touch. It's always on Rock FM.
I'm sure we can find that jingle.
Buy a bike.
Anyway, I remember someone in the bike shop saying to me, the trouble with a bell is by the time you've actually rung the bell, because you need to alert someone, you might as well just have shouted out, please excuse me, or something. Yeah. By the time your brain has thought, yes, I need to ring the bell. So
yeah. But then you're probably covered in court. So, well, it's wrong with bell.
Covered in what?
Court.
What?
When you're in court. And
oh, covered in court. Oh, I see.
Someone over, you can say, and then a passerby said, to be fair, I did hear the bell.
It's interesting that your mind went straight to court.
Yeah.
We've just talked about the North and then word association, court.
Court. I love a good court case. It's always a good piss up afterwards if they get off.
Okay, good.
I've never been to court. I'm drunk. I'm literally playing up to stereotype. Yeah.
Do you want to just finish the script?
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexed your boss, but we're not your usual agony aunt, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more National Trust, you're more National Express. Again, thank you to Gary for
have
that.
Have you
one.
Ever been on a National Express?
No.
Or a Megabus?
No.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've been on a few Megabuses in my time.
Is that where you do quite long journeys?
It takes about 8 hours to get to London, but it's 2.50.
From where?
I did it from Sunderland once.
Wow. Mm. 8 hours. Mm. I mean, you can fly across to New York in less.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just do the toast. You did the D last week, so you do the G.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. It's Mikey away this week.
Never gets old, does it? And I'll have a smash. Okay. Oh, sorry, I haven't even done you. There we go.
Okay.
So there we go. God. Can you just pop that back in?
Just
so we don't get any leakage. Thank you. And, right, well, I would like to propose a toast, and I say this with love, to the city of New York, because next week, Jordan North takes Manhattan. Lucky Jeez. Manhattan.
I'm so excited. I was saying as well, right... cheers. Mm. I don't know what to put on my Instagram post because I want to put a picture of me in Times Square. But I was thinking, New York State of Mind.
Oh God.
Or Where Dreams Are Made Of.
Oh.
This is what I think. Or I'm not going to put something like
this. Is your first trip there, isn't it?
Yeah. Or I might just put emoji of an apple.
Yeah, that's really original, actually. Isn't I don't it? Think anyone will have thought of that.
You mean sarcastic?
Yes. Am I being sarcastic?
Okay, and then I was thinking of doing a really soppy one and being like, said to myself, if I could get in a coffin full of snakes, I can go to New York.
I mean, that's so unfair on New York.
I don't post enough on social media.
Mm.
What?
Well, no, I mean, do you use social media however you want to use social media?
But I just want a picture of me in Times Square with my big baggy hoodie on and my comfort.
Why? Tell you what a good one to do that people don't do is if you go to, you know that statue?
Liberty.
Yeah, go and like hold your hand
I'm not
in
getting
the air.
Up that bloody thing.
No, but go and stand near it and do the pose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a lighter in my hand.
Yeah.
A big lighter.
What's your... Okay, so you've never been to New York.
No.
Describe how you see New York.
Busy.
Okay.
Do you want a coffee?
Mm-hmm.
And a bagel.
Yeah, okay.
And...
What are the streets like? Do you know anything about the streets of New York?
Busy. Okay. Yellow taxis.
Yes.
I had the canvas, New York canvas that every lad had from B&M Bargains back in the early 2010s. Was it Own Bargains anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently the workers, what I can't wait to see is the workers sit on big beams of steel and have the lunch on there with their legs dangling.
They don't. They really don't. That was in the 30s. Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. Like, look at them lads up there having a butty on a big steel beam. Fantastic.
I think they'll be having a bagel.
They don't have health and safety out there like we do.
But they have a little bit, yes.
It's gone bloody mad in this country. Back in day, could do that.
They're quite litigious in New York, so you might...
Right, what?
Litigious.
What does that mean?
Very legally minded.
I've heard the tram system, whatever it's called, is not that good out there.
The subway.
Subway.
Yes, it does. I'll be honest with the New York subway. It makes the London Underground look like the Orient Express.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
There's always a drunk weirdo on it. You'll fit right in.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I just want to eat, because I love American food, you know. I love burgers, I love Subway sandwiches, big stuff like that. I love hot dogs.
Oh, it's
I love
that
chicken
non-stop.
Wings. I love steaks.
Yeah.
I love food.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know what to expect, really. We've got a couple of restaurants booked in that. And
have you booked the Polo Room, or whatever it's called, Polo Bar? Yes. I've told you to book the Polo Bar. It's literally the place to eat.
Is it?
But you have to book it months in advance.
Try and
do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to put it on my to-do list.
To do today. Or, you know the hotel you're staying in first?
Yeah.
If you can't book, get the concierge to book for you. Because if you can't book on the website, often restaurants in New York, in particular that one, will reserve some tables for nice guests in nice hotels because they want a nice type of clientele.
Oh, well, that's so screwed up.
Well, I know, yeah. So just go and say to them, could you guess the table tonight, tomorrow night, any night you're there at the Polo Bar.
Okay.
That's my top tip.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to
any shows?
To
you doing any?
No, I'm not doing any shows. I could do that in London. I want to go round. I'm going to go for a run round Central Park. Did you know as well that Central Park...
It's meant to be a holiday.
Here's a top New York fact for you. I was told this.
Central Park, it's green.
Mm. Hmm. Central Park was based on Birkenhead Park in Birkenhead.
You sure?
It's true.
Who told you that?
A listener on my radio show, she called in and said, and then we looked into it, and it's, yeah, the guy who designed Birkenhead Park, then invited...
That's near Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah. Then in the world. Then invited... Somewhat, the guy who invited Central Park then went to have a look at Birkenhead Park and based the design on that.
So if you've been to Birkenhead, you basically don't need to go.
Well, I could have saved money and just gone to Birkenhead for a week.
Yeah, it was basically the same thing.
Birkenhead.
Patricia Routledge is from Birkenhead.
No, she's not.
She is, yeah.
She's well fancy.
You can be from anywhere and be well fancy.
I'm not saying that people from Birkenhead are, because Lily Savage is from Birkenhead as well.
Yeah, Lily Savage, Patricia Routledge, potato, potato.
Is Patricia Routledge, what is she called, from Birkenhead?
She's from that part of the world, or she went to school in Birkenhead. I'm convinced she's from Birkenhead.
She's so posh, isn't she?
She is, yeah. Well, yeah. She's just...
I reckon she's quite similar to a character, Hyacinth.
No comment.
Okay.
Anyway, so you'll have a lovely time. A couple of things not to do.
Okay, yeah, give me some New York do's and don'ts. Hit me up, baby!
Some people might have said to you, and I'm saying British people here, has anyone told you to do Ellen's Stardust Diner?
Yes, loads. Is that the one where they sing and that?
Yes, don't.
Why? I thought you'd love all like that,
no.
Being a big musical
fan. No. And I also am speaking on behalf of my betrothed here, Mikey.
They do it in Leon in London as well.
In Leon?
Yeah, there's a Leon in West End where they do it. Right. Is it a Leon?
I don't think it's a Leon.
I think it is a Leon. It is. It's a Leon, and they come out with your coffee and sing at you.
Right. Yeah, people go, oh, if you love musicals, you'll love Ellen Stardust-Steiner. No, it's the sort of people that go and see Jersey Boys and give it a standing ovation and think it's quite good.
Hey, Jersey Boys is a great show. I bloody love Jersey Boys. My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. I love Jersey Boys.
So, Ellen Stardust-Steiner, very tacky.
Ellen Stardust.
Ellen's Stardust-Steiner. Yeah. Nothing to do with Ellen DeGeneres, just another Ellen. Don't do it. It's just, it's not worth it.
Are you allowed to look this Ellen in the eyes, though? Why? So have you done it?
No, Mike has done it and he hated it. Oh. And he works in musical theatre now, or Whitfield Theatre. So, no, he does not approve of that.
Right. Any other top tips?
I've got lots of restaurants that you could go to.
Okay.
There is even a very good restaurant called Cafe Clover. And do you know what the address of Cafe Clover is?
No.
10 Downing Street.
There is a 10 Downing Street in New York.
Okay. And there is Cafe Clover. And it's actually very good.
How do you get around if the subway is so bad?
Well, you can. I mean, it's not... You can cope. But, you know, it's a grid system.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Now, Americans think the grid system is the most amazing system, particularly the New York. They go, it's so easy because it goes 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, 5th Avenue. Yeah. No, but then they stick like Madison Avenue and then, oh, no, that's actually 6th Avenue, even though there isn't 6th Avenue. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Don't go to New York and start pissing on their chips. You've had that there for hundreds of years.
Whereas if I said to you, I want you to go to Regent Street, there is only one Regent Street-ish, sort of. So you just go there. Okay. Whereas they're like, oh, it's so easy. It's like, it's 28th and Park. What? What's 28th and Park? Don't give me coordinates.
You love New York.
There are better American cities. No, it's lovely and you'll have a lovely time. And if you've never done it, it's going to be like a kid's toy shop. It's amazing. You will have a lovely time. And I'm not saying don't do it. But when you then see other cities, maybe they don't have as much to offer as New York. New York is a bit like London and there's everything. But I'm very, very excited for you. And I want you to send me lots of photos.
Okay. Now I'm coming off my phone for a week.
I find that very hard to believe.
I'm never on my phone. You always have a go at me if you never bloody reply in.
Okay.
Going out there and getting sent.
Okay, take lots of photos and send them to me when you are
on
your phone.
I'm only joking. I'll send you some pictures.
But you should also not do any work whilst you're out there. I agree with that. Even work inquiries.
Why?
Unless it's us.
I am, yeah. Do I look that tired?
No, I think you look quite good, actually. Have you started using that caffeine lotion again?
Using it? I'm bloody doing drops of it. I'm rubbing it in my bloody eyeballs.
Talking of sleep and tiredness in New York, I've got something for you.
What's that?
It's a new packet. It's sealed. I haven't tampered with them. This is melatonin. It's herbal. Okay? So it's nature. Now, what I want you to do, and actually this would help you in the UK... It's a natural sleep aid. So our bodies produce melatonin when we sleep.
Is that all they give you?
You only need one.
Oh.
Our bodies produce melatonin, and this basically boosts the melatonin, giving you a better quality of sleep. Now, quite frankly, about 5 days before you go, start taking those, because it'll help reduce the jet lag. And you keep taking them whilst you're there, and you take them for 5 days after when you get back to the UK, you'll have very good night's sleep.
Well,
they're not sleeping pills. If there was a fire alarm, you could still get up. You'd be fully conscious. It's not a drug. It's herbal.
Herbal.
And also, because that's my packet, could you go into Duan Riade in New York and get me another one? Thank you.
Duan Riade. Do you want me to bring you out back?
I've got some of those.
Everyone wanting to get them picking Oreos because they're better.
You can get Oreos here.
But they're better out there.
No, that's a load of rubbish. It's the same. You could just literally, that's about £5. I just want another
£5?
It's not that bad.
I want you to transfer the money off.
How many did you get in there?
There's loads of drugs you can get out there. That you can't get here. Apparently they do
medical drugs.
Medical drugs, yeah. You can get like big tubs of ibuprofen and stuff.
Yes.
So you don't,
you'll be off your tits.
I'll get all them, yeah.
Anything you buy though, okay, whether it's pills, just open it before you come back.
Why?
So if they do an inspection of your suitcase, it looks like you've used them.
Oh, right.
Okay. Like, if you buy clothes, take the tags off.
Why?
because otherwise customs, and because you only get a certain limit that you can bring back. So if you do what a lot of people may do and buy a lot of clothes...
What is this chat?
No, this is good.
If you buy a lot of clothes, because the clothes are slightly cheaper over there, particularly the brands that we have over here, they're cheaper over there, like Ralph. Take off all the labels, because then if your bag does get searched, mine has never been searched yet, then you can go, no, I bought this in the UK. I've just taken it over to where?
Okay.
Top tip. And you aren't the sort of person that probably will get stopped.
I always get stopped.
Particularly if you wear that hoodie.
What's wrong with this hoodie?
What? I have discovered something about my mother.
Darling.
Now, one of the things we've talked about before, I think, but I have discovered something else.
Is this something from the bungalow?
No. This is something that has been for entire married life. So I've said this first one before, but my mother has never used an ATM, a cash point.
Really?
She just goes to my father's bedside drawer. Which is where my father keeps some cash. She'll take out a £20 note and say, I've taken a £20 note.
Right. Don't be giving out your father's address.
No, obviously the bedside drawer is in a completely different
location. Darling, I've been in your bedside drawer, aka my own personal bank account, and I've taken out £50, darling. And I shall go to the shops with it. And I hate that I have to tell you, I am your wife. What is yours is mine, and what is mine is not yours.
Mikey says that to me. And it's a very exclusive bank. It's even more exclusive than Coutts, because it's only got one client, and that's my mother.
Does she know how to use an ATM?
She'd have absolutely no idea.
Shut up. She's not that much of a technophobe.
No. She's okay with technology, but she wouldn't know what her PIN number was.
Really? No. She needs to lay easy on that champagne.
Now, the other thing, now that is quite normal in comparison to this other thing that I then discovered. And I've talked about it with my brother, and he was a bit like, yeah, it is a bit weird, isn't it? And we've grown up thinking this is quite normal. My mother has never turned on her own shower.
What?
She never turned on her own shower. She gets my father to turn it on.
Oh, my God. She doesn't know how to use a shower.
I'm sure she could probably work it out. My father goes to turn on the shower for her.
Why?
I don't know. She might have a morbid fear of chrome.
What about if he's at work?
Well, no, because she gets showered quite early on.
Are you being for? She's never turned on her own shower.
We only discovered this when we were on holiday, because obviously, funnily enough, I'm not around my parents when they're getting washed.
Darling, I want to shower, Brian. You know what to do, please. Don't open the curtains. Shower, please. Are you joking?
I'm really not.
Does he wash her in the shower?
No. Don't twist this into something weird.
How weird getting washed by Ralph in the shower.
No. She just... And I don't know what happens if the temperature's too hot, whether she just scalds herself or freezes to death. Or my father gets another...
Why?
...pained call from the...
Why does she not...
I don't know.
Even in hotels and stuff?
Especially in hotels. She doesn't bother to work out how to turn it on.
He's a gentleman, is Brian.
He is a gentleman. And most husbands probably would be like, turn your own shower on.
He's a gentleman,
but
eh?
But my father will go and turn it on for my mother.
I mean, absolutely whipped, but an utter gentleman.
But yes, that's a weird little...
How did you find this out?
It was on holiday. I think she said something. And we were like, and I went to the jet, do you not turn on your own showers? And she went, no. I said, what do you mean? She went, no, I've never turned on a shower. Brian, your father does it for me.
See,
and my brother knew this because he's around them a lot more because he lives near them. But
I bet he makes a cup of tea in the morning, doesn't he?
No, they do coffee.
Does he make it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think most. I might be wrong here, but I think most blokes make, because my dad always makes my mum a brew in the morning, and Beverly, John.
Yeah.
John always brings her a brew up. You make Kat a brew, don't you? You always do it, don't you? Promise me you do. Every morning. That's sweet. Because I know, like, now it's all split and stuff.
Do you turn on the shower for Kat?
No.
I don't turn on the shower.
I like the thought of most men making, especially, like, if they're in a heterosexual relationship, to making...
Well, you can do it in a homosexual relationship.
Yeah, but I think it's nice that the guys make a girl. Call me old-fashioned.
You're old-fashioned.
And you put the bins out, don't you, Ben? Yeah. I know it's 2022, but I person, the bloke should put the bin. Where are we with that?
Well, in our relationship, the blokes do put the bins.
Yeah,
out, so there isn't another option.
I don't know.
I think whoever...
Oh, it doesn't matter about the bins, but it's nice, yeah. I can imagine Brian making your mum a brew in the morning.
Whilst he's turned on the shower.
She's never turned on a bloody shower.
No, God bless her.
Did he know how to use the telly yet?
I did. I just showed you that when they moved into the bungalow and my father was struggling to get the TV to connect into the wall, the aerial in the wall. So I said, can you send me a picture of the aerial so I can see what it looks like? And he sent me the picture of the one on the roof. So I don't mean that aerial. I mean the aerial on the wall that you're trying to plug it into.
God.
God bless them. In other news.
Oh, yeah. More.
You know we're getting married.
Oh, really?
Had I mentioned?
Maybe going to the chapel, but we can't because it's a gay marriage. And we're going to get married.
Well, we are going to a church, but we're being blessed.
Yeah.
The vicar is going to bless us. Well, within that service, you know, there'll be some hymns.
Are we hymning? Oh, please don't do hymns for me at your wedding. Please don't do hymns. Please.
What's wrong with a bit of Jerusalem?
Fecking awkward hymning at weddings.
It's a banger.
Oh no, please don't make us all sing. And then I get the giggles and I can't. Please.
Well,
please,
what do you want?
For me, for your special day, don't do hymns. Oh, you're not doing hymns. Oh, there's nothing more awkward.
Well, what would you do?
I mean, if they're proper old school primary school hymns.
Yeah, they're ones that people will know.
Joshua fought the battles of Jericho. No, what one was that? Jericho. What one was that? Jericho. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got.
I did ask the vicar if we could do cauliflowers fluffy.
Cauliflowers fluffy and cabbages green.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Strawberries sweeter than any I've seen. Beetroot purples and onions black.
White.
All go steadily. Day white. That's
day
why
and
I'm right.
Night. Yes.
I never knew that. The apples are ripe. The plums are red. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
We sing. And the broad beans are shagging in the hospital bed. Yeah.
That was the state version of that song.
What was the and a creed and a colour and the name won't matter? Were you there? Were you there?
No.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, we've sung that at great detail before.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've got some hymns.
Bloody hymns. For me, please don't have hymns at your wedding.
I've gone off this next bit now, this idea. We've got some hymns, we've got some prayers, and there will be a couple of readings.
Are we coming to this bit?
Yes.
Is this in the church?
Yes.
Are we coming to the church?
The church bit.
Oh, for God's sake. Who gets married in church these days?
Well, we're not getting married in the church. We're getting married beforehand, where we've done the warming of the rings.
Right, okay.
Jordan. Right.
How many ceremonies are you having here?
Two. But you're only coming to one.
I'm joking. I'm laughing. I'm going to need two hip flasks.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I would like you to do a reading at the ceremony.
No, I feel like a right knob. Why would you actually?
We would, yeah.
Oh, no. No, I feel like... I love hymns.
We want you to do a solo hymn.
Do you actually want
me? Yes, we would.
Oh, thank you.
We haven't decided what.
Do I have to read? Do I have to write it myself?
No. It's a reading. It's not a speech.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure.
Oh.
Well, you know.
Oh, give us a hug.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'd be happy to. I love him.
Take your headphones off.
I'm only joking. I love hymns. Oh. Well, I've never done a reading before. Oh, you shithead.
What?
You know I can't read out loud. It's going to be a right laugh.
Mike and I came upon the idea, and then the penny did drop quite quickly that you can't read. So we'll make sure it's in big, big font.
Yeah, do.
Yeah.
And phonetic.
Easy words.
Do you actually?
We would love that, if you would like to.
Is that in the church?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel like a right knob. I love hymns, and I'm really happy to, but I'm really looking forward to it.
You don't need to change your policy on hymns. It's fine. We are having them, and you will speak after one of them.
Who else is doing a reading?
TBC.
Who's he? Tom Bailey.
Tom Barker Crescent.
Oh, that's very posh.
Yeah.
He went to school with him. Oh, thank you, Mikey.
Pleasure.
No bother. We'd love you to do a reading. We need some more Northerners like me. I forget Mikey's a Northerner.
He is a Northerner.
We need some more Northerners like me. You know.
We thought as you do the reading, Producer Ben can just sit sort of just off to the side and just giggle with some headphones.
Don't you make me laugh in that reading. Don't. Oh, I can wear my new glasses for it. I've got new glasses now.
Right.
I can pop my new glasses on and go...
You can be all serious.
I might do the reading, hear me out,
mm.
just to lighten things up.
Yeah.
As your mum. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today. Darlings, I'm so proud of my boy. Please all make sure you'll come to James's wedding. It'll be much better than this, darlings. It'll be more extravagant, but not like this. There'll be better food, better champagne, darling. We've saved more money for James's wedding. He's straight, you know.
Sorry. Is that too far?
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure.
I feel like a right knob now. Cut all that bit about me whinging about the hymns.
Well, we'll run the hymns by you.
I've never done a reading before.
No, you may never be asked to do one again after this.
Is it a poem you want me to do?
We haven't decided.
I've been to a few where you've done like Winnie the Pooh poems and stuff. You know, because it was their favourite as a kid.
Right. To be honest, I have ummed and ahed about whether one of the readings, whether yours or someone else's, is an extract from Mary Poppins.
That's fine.
The books. But I haven't found the right one.
I could do that. Consider yourself at home.
That's effing Oliver.
Oh, yeah. Give me a minute. Consider yourself one of the family.
Spoonful of sugar. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Thank you very much. A spoonful of... Ben, don't make me laugh. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go
helps
down.
Helps the medicine go down.
Helps the medicine go down. Oh, thank you. I'd be delighted. I'm really made up with that.
Pleasure. I am. Well, we wanted to, you know, acknowledge that you're a significant part in our life.
Oh, I'm going to have to pay for a new suit now. Can't go in an old suit, can you, if you're doing a reading?
Not really, no. Mm-hmm. Phone Ant and Dec Stylist, see if they can send you something.
One jacket, and you won't let it bloody live down. One jacket.
Should we go to William/Jordan's Wacky Word of the Week?
Okay, so William did a joke of the week last week because he came up with a good joke, so I thought I'll do...
I didn't come up with that joke, I just read it somewhere.
He sent me it, so we'll do Jordan's Wacky Word of the Week.
Here's the jingle.
Come on, G&D, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's Wacky Word of the Week.
And the word is gobshite.
I knew that was the word I couldn't think of earlier.
And I'll tell you, it's my favorite. And I'll tell you.
Which, I mean, that's not that wacky.
And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Oh, that'll keep them coming.
Hello, Dave Berry here. I want to tell you all about my brand new podcast, Doctor Next Door, that I've made with one of the country's leading heart surgeons and my real-life neighbour, Dr. Neil Srinivasan. We'll be discussing medical myths, some of the burning questions that keep me up at night, and give you the chance to put your questions to the doctor. Join me every week for Dave Berry's Doctor Next Door on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. Jordan's wacky word of the week this week is gobshite. A person who's shite of gob. No, the actual definition in the dictionary, it's my favourite word. I just think you can call someone a dick, you can call someone a knobhead, you can call them a prat. Right?
Jordan South. Carry on.
Pratt is quite fucking South.
You absolute prat.
Yes, exactly.
It's quite camp as well.
But if you call someone a gobshite or you get called a gobshite, it just puts you in your place straight away. There's something so authentic and brilliant about the word gobshite.
Please don't say that in the pulpit.
What, bear fighting? What are you on about now?
The pulpit, when you're doing your reading.
What's the bloody pulpit?
You know, the lectern, the pulpit. I don't know.
Oh, the church pit. Yeah, yeah, of course. No,
don't turn to the congregation and say gobshite.
I once got called a gobshite in a pub, and it really put me in my place. And I still remember it. I went, "You are an absolute gobshite." Anyway.
I'm fair as your father.
It was my dad, actually. It was my dad.
I know you so well.
The dictionary word for gobshite is, it's a noun, it's vulgar slang, a stupid, foolish or incompetent person. He'd have looked all right, gobshite, bringing the lawnmower for a walk around the Boldly garden. That's what the Irish, and then it just means someone who's a bit of a gobshite. It's a gobshite. I think it's a great word. Everybody
clear that mystery up.
Everybody listening now, let's all say it together here as well, after three, producer Ben William, it's just the best word. One, two, three.
Gobshite.
Gobshite. Just a great word.
Right.
It's the one word I wish I could say on the radio.
Right. Well, probably give it 5 years. You probably can.
According to Urban Dictionary, a gobshite is a loudmouth person who talks a lot, but nothing with any value, as in shite coming out of their gob. Shut it, you little gobshite.
I feel we've spent quite a lot of time on the definition of this word.
Apparently it's an Irish origin.
Okay.
One of Liam Gallagher's favourite words as well, apparently.
Oh, well, there we go. There we are. Maybe we can give it back to the Irish when we're on tour there in a few
there
weeks.
There we go. Gobshite.
Are you ready for a sing?
Yeah!
It's time for Give Me the D. I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see.
Hold it, see.
So come on, boys. Give me the D.
I'd be a good...
Conductor. I went to the Royal Albert Hall a couple of weeks ago.
How hard's that? You just point at people going.
Well, I went to the Royal Albert Hall a couple of weeks ago to see a concert, and the conductor had a baton, as they often do, and during Zadok the Priest, it flew out of his hand.
Did it?
So far, got the giggles.
Did it?
Actually, Zadok the Priest is the music that we used for your coronation
on
tour, and all throughout the beginning, the string section I was there doing, lick the ring, I was doing the routine in my head.
Yes.
Right, this is from Leah.
Oh, we'll go to the listeners' questions. This is.
Oh, no, we have to read out the Give Me the D rules. It's really simple. Go to our social media on Instagram or at SexMyBoss. Producer Ben will post an image, and all the rules on how to enter can be found there. You can tag in a friend who you think will love the D. Now, obviously, we'd love it if that friend was someone who'd never heard the podcast, and if you could persuade them to give this podcast a listen, you get G and Diva bonus points as well.
You can use that for social media and be silly.
He's been doing whole things with the bottle.
I'm holding it like...
Why don't you Miley Cyrus the bottle and lick it?
No. Why don't I kinger it?
Lick the D. I want you to lick the D.
Do you want me to kinger it?
No.
Do you know what that reference is?
I am now aware
That's
of that.
That's so funny. I'm Ricky Gervais' stand-up. He says, I've seen your kinger on the telly the other night. Oh, what's she up to? She's up to the fucking label, mate.
Very good.
For those of you that aren't watching, I've been holding that like I was on Wheel of Fortune.
That could be if it all goes wrong.
I'd love to bring back Wheel of Fortune.
Well, I mean, you probably know some. Yeah.
I used to love that.
That'll probably be a format at some point. Can I be the glamorous assistant?
You can be the assistant, yeah. Sorry, I'm such
hello,
a bitch.
Hello, is that the church? We've got a change to the programming. Okay. Dear Jordan, William and producer Ben, over the years I've had...
Thanks for asking me to be here.
It's a pleasure, it's a pleasure. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, over the years I've often lent things to friends and never got them back. Now, in the 24 years I've been on this earth, I have been under the impression that the word borrow means to return after use, but unfortunately all of my friends perceive my offer as giving it to them. Is it okay to ask for things back when they're not giving them back, and if so, what is the etiquette for this? I usually have to ask around 3 times before I either finally get it back or I give up. Leah. P.S. William, it shocks me that every day that the title of the podcast you are part of is missing a very important piece of punctuation. We'll come on to that P.S. in a minute. Let's do the problem.
Oh, yeah. The exclamation. Yeah. Okay. First of all, who's it? Leah. Sometimes if you've borrowed things to friends and not given it back after a certain point and you know you're not going to get it back, don't ever borrow to them again. Stuart Pilkington, my friend. I borrowed him Alan Carr's DVD.
And you borrowed him or you gave him?
I lent him Alan Carr's DVD.
Yeah.
I think it was Tooth Fairy. And my Lord of the Rings trilogy DVD. Never had him back since. Never will borrow to him. That was 10 years ago.
Never
Best
will
mate.
Lend to him.
I'll never lend to him again. If you needed a five or a tenner, I'd do that, but no.
Gosh.
There you go.
You've got over it. That said, Jagdeep Kaur at school still has my Phantom of the Opera DVD.
Really?
I don't know what Jagdeep Kaur's doing now.
Who's that?
Jagdeep Kaur. I was at school with her.
Okay.
And, well, and she was lovely. We were very good friends. But
so just,
she still has my Phantom of the Opera DVD.
Just don't lend them anything again. And always say to him, I'll lend it you, but I want it back.
Mm.
Yeah, say I want it back. I've got loads of stuff here.
Apparently, my mother said to my brother the other day, she handed over something that...
If your mum lends you somewhere, your mum and dad, you can keep that.
No, but she handed over something, I know it was biscuits or something she'd made for James, and she handed it over in a bag for life, and she took James by the wrist and looked him in the eye and went, James, I want the bag for life back.
Now...
Very possessive over the bag for life.
Do you know what? If you get a good bag for life, I love a good... You know, the Marks and Spencer straw ones?
Mm.
Like the strawy type, they're great. I love a good bag for life.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, you and my mother have got so much in common.
Mm, you'll have one soon when you get married.
Lads. Now, going to Leah's other question about the PS. When we started this podcast...
I'm gonna draw one on now.
No, don't draw one on! I can remember there was an entire conversation about whether we were help, exclamation mark, I sexted my boss, help, comma, I sexted my boss, and it was decided by Stuart.
Well, I think I don't like the exclamation marks, if I'm honest. Whose coat is that jacket? You see those two houses on the hill, mine's the middle one. So what I'm saying is, I think we get rid of the exclamation mark.
It was basically that conversation. So blame Stuart.
I remember at the time thinking, well, this is going to last a couple of weeks, so I'm not getting involved in exclamation marks. And here we are 4 years later.
Yes.
Hmm. What? What was that? What
did... Producer Ben said, still not getting involved. High five.
I do get involved. I take this podcast very seriously. I'm just a lot of people need my time at the moment. I'm techie. I'm gonna do a Voldemort and put my soul in Horcruxes so you can have a piece of me.
Horcruxes.
What they called?
Horcruxes.
Horcruxes.
Horcrux.
I'm gonna put them in there so you can all have a bit of fucking piece of me.
Oh darling. Dear William Jordan and PB, I'm in a friendship group of long-term G&D divas, and we have tickets to come and see you on your luxury tour in Dublin.
See you in Dublin, guys.
My difficulty is we originally purchased the tickets prior to the tour being understandably rescheduled due to COVID, and there has since been a split in the group. Mm. The three of us have been friends since college, but had been gradually drifting apart since graduation. So this came to a head around 6 months ago, and my friend Siobhan and I have stopped speaking to the other friend. We'll call her...
Kiva.
Siobhan and I had hoped that since there has been a clear falling out, Kiva would no longer want to attend the show with us to avoid any awkwardness, but she has recently messaged to confirm details about coming to the show, such as a meal beforehand and drinks afterwards. How can we politely tell her we'd much rather just go, the two of us, and enjoy the show we've been eagerly anticipating, stress-free? And that's from Gronja.
Gronja,
well, let's hope Kiva doesn't listen to this podcast.
Gronja, it sounds like she's reaching out there. I know it's easier said sometimes, but can all not be forgiven and maybe... go and have a night out together.
Yeah, we'll
come
give you
watch
a laugh.
And watch your favourite podcast and just all do it together.
On that, we'll just come back to this letter in a minute.
Is that not possible?
Can I just ask about, because obviously I'm not involved in any of the planning, is it still going to be a fun night out for everyone?
Yeah. Maybe not you, yeah.
If nothing else, I just want everyone to have a nice time.
Oh, we need to get our shaving foam and razor as well, please.
You do
Ben.
Not.
We'll get a proper one. Don't get a bloody Gillette one, just get a Bic. Not made of money.
Oh! Flinched.
All I'm going to say to you is, if we were to shave your bollocks, would it rather be your left testicle or your right testicle? I'll leave that one with you.
Gronja, yeah, I think she's reaching out, and I think friendships can be healed. We've all drifted apart from friends from time to time, and sometimes when you then see them after a couple of years, you're like, oh my God, yes, hello, and you have a nice time. You may not then be sort of firm friends going forward.
Yeah, don't fall out with them just because you're
And if you've got
apart.
Something in common, which is obviously in this instance our podcast, and that's very kind of you, that might bring you together.
Yeah.
So I would be a little bit more charitable.
Yeah.
I know, is my advice.
Hopefully you can all come together. And sometimes
we'll get you up on stage.
I have friends that I don't see for months, sometimes years on end, and we're still really good friends.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like William.
This one is from Eleanor. Hi, William Jordan and P. Ben. A few weeks ago, after a rather heavy night out, my flatmates and I ended the evening drinking in our flat with a random boy we had met. I must note, no funny business took place. Well, not funny business we would have thought. I must make it very clear that this boy was not drunk. He was hardly even drinking any alcohol at all.
That sounds weird.
Fast forwarding to the morning, we woke up to a very bizarre gift in our kitchen.
He shit in the toaster.
His boxers on the floor.
Oh.
Not only that, piss all over the floor, and a very perfectly log-shaped poo on top of my friend's, no apostrophe, laptop bag on the kitchen.
What?
I'd really like to know your opinion. If this was a pure accident, or this man was an exhibitionist. P.S. I do have a photo if you'd be intrigued to see it. Absolutely not. Eleanor.
This is some stupid...
This is why you don't make friends
no,
when you're drunk.
No, I might be wrong here. Please don't quote me on this, but... I think this is some stupid, ridiculous, dickish thing that lads might have done years and years ago, that if you went back to someone's house and they didn't have sex with you after a night out, you'd... I think I've heard this, you kind of like pooed in an awkward place. What a knobhead.
I don't think that's very good etiquette.
I don't think it's good etiquette. I think he's a dickhead. I'd ring police. Why would you do that?
I mean, it is disgusting. I don't need to see the photograph. Thank you for sharing that
problem. What a weirdo.
I probably wouldn't bring strangers back to your flat.
What's he
going to
get out of that? Sitting in a pub with his mate going, you know, shit in someone's laptop bag. Oh, nice one. That makes you more of a man. Tosser. Just make sure you get rid of it.
Well, I don't think they're going to put it in a picture frame.
You know what you don't see anymore? White dog poo.
White?
Yeah, you know, dog poo that had been there for ages and never got picked up off a state. You probably didn't have that around where you were. Did you ever see that? Like proper dog poo that dried in sun and gone white. Is that just me? When I was growing up, we used to see it all the time. Part of fun playing footy on park trying to avoid dog shit. My mum used to go mad if you dragged dog shit in the house. Nice. She used to go absolute bollocko. We had a big... It's just my in summer holidays, we had a big plastic, like, runner that had run from the front door to the fridge so we could go on the plastic runner to get ourselves a drink and go back out so we didn't go on the carpet or the floor.
Well, that's very practical.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I hadn't seen white dog poo for ages.
The good old days.
The good old days.
This is another from anonymous.
She used to go mad if we went through. It's not our fault. People pick up their own dog shit. Anyway.
This is another from anonymous. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, firstly, thank you so much for your weekly gifts of joy and laughter. Your podcast brings so much happiness, so thank you all. That's very kind, thank you. My conundrum, my elder brother and only brother gets married in August this year, and his bride has a very specific vibe she is after. I fell pregnant last year, and I'm due to give birth to two lovely twins in July.
Oh, congrats.
I understand this wasn't in the initial wedding plan. However, is it acceptable to ask somebody not to bring newborns to a wedding? The bride has approached my mum to let her know that the twins are not invited to the wedding because of said vibe. However, my brother needs his sister to see him get married. My problem lies in the fact that I don't think it's acceptable for someone to ask you to be apart from your newborns that soon after the birth. Also, as the bride has not told me specifically that the twins are not invited, should I wait until the bride and groom grow some balls and ask me? Or should I face the drama early and let them know that we are now a family of four and no longer just myself and my husband? I know William is getting married soon and I wondered if he would allow children at his wedding. Please keep me anonymous. Thank you.
I'm going to leave this one to you because it's a tricky one, but I think... You kind of got to respect their decision, haven't you? But I get it, because the newborns... Maybe you just go for a few hours.
Yeah, maybe the compromise is we can only come to the ceremony, for example, and then after that, we're off. Or one of you is off to go and look after the children. But I'm not a parenting expert, so I can't comment on what newborns need in terms of maternal or paternal care. So I'm not going down that route. However, I mean, for us... We are having very few children at our wedding, but that's because, to be honest, not very many of our friends have children.
I was going to say, have you, in fact, because I think it's tight when they pick what kids can come. It's either kids come or not, if you ask me.
So you can't say... my goddaughter is invited, or will be invited, because no invitations have gone out yet. My goddaughter will be invited, and Mikey's sister's children who will be at the time 3 and 6 months, are invited.
Yeah,
but, and that's sort of it. That's it.
I think as well, a lot of parents, when they see invites saying kids welcome, oh God, because they want a day out, don't they? But I get, because they're like, oh God, give them my grandkids.
But I know some of my...
It's a tough one, that.
Some of my other friends who do have children, I know have said... I mean, no one has been invited yet, as I've said, but have said that you know, they've arranged for the babysitter. It would be the first time that they've left their children. Admittedly, that the children are sort of 6+ months. They're not newborns. I do agree with you, Anonymous, that your sister-in-law and brother need to sort of, your words, grow some balls and actually tell you that directly.
And then you can explain and say...
And I would fire it back at them and say, okay, we can't leave them for that long. What would you like us to do? Because if they go, no, you've got to come to the whole thing, well, that's ridiculous, because no bridegroom or whoever getting married should dictate how long a guest spends at their wedding. The key bit is actually seeing them get married, and that's normally like 40 minutes, 45 minutes. After, you know, the bit, I know you love all the night do and all that jazz, but actually the important bit of a marriage is the first bit. It's the actual getting married bit.
No, that's the boring bit.
No, that's the legal bit. That's the whole thing it's about. It's not about the disco. So I would throw it back at them.
Okay.
But have a conversation.
It's a tough one.
Get all the drama done early. And that's something that... we're finding, I won't go into details, but it's better to have the drama now, so then when it gets to the day, the drama's done, the dust has settled, everyone knows what to expect.
There's drama with every wedding.
I can see when people don't get married.
Yeah.
I can understand it.
And I will be in that club.
Oh, stop it.
Move on.
Stop it.
No way. Not for me.
Not for me, love.
Not for me.
Well, look, thank you very much for all your letters, G and Divas.
Oh, is that a picture of the poo?
No, it's not a picture of the poo, thankfully.
Oh, Christ.
No. That's something for our weekend release, which we'll be doing on Friday, won't we?
Oh, right. So we're just going to hang around here till Friday.
We're just going to just sit here.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got nothing to do until you go to New York.
True.
Have a lovely time, but I'll bid you farewell on our weekend release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. See you on Friday.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.